Building on Foundations for Eternal Life. Part 4, Common Deceptions. Up to this point, we have mostly looked at truth and deception in general terms. Now we venture into more difficult territory, specifics about right and wrong understanding regarding various topics. Many of the topics we will look at have clear scriptural support, and I will try to support what I write with scripture wherever possible. However, some of these topics are not so clear in scripture. To the extent that what I write is not clear in scripture, please consider the beliefs I share to be my own. I do not claim that God has spoken to me directly about them. I have learned them through scripture, reason, other people, and experience. I believe the Holy Spirit has led me in this. In accordance with chapter 16, Test All Things, you should prayerfully test and evaluate what I write and decide for yourself whether or not my perspective is correct. May the Holy Spirit help you understand these things clearly. Please don't blindly accept my beliefs as your own. Colossians 2:8 ESV. See to it that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. End of verse. Some of these topics involve primary issues, while others involve secondary issues. Avoiding deception about both primary issues and secondary issues is important. However, as mentioned previously, believers ought not to be divisive about secondary issues. I'll try to write in a way that is not divisive. Please try to receive what I write in the same way. Some of the topics discussed are very basic, while others are more difficult and not so well known. While it may be beneficial to have some understanding on all of these topics, the needs of readers will vary. This part is organized so that it can be used somewhat as a topical reference. Most of the topics are not too dependent on other sections for understanding. While it would be good to read this part straight through, some may find it more beneficial to pick particular topics, especially if the time available to read this book is limited. May our Lord help you find truth that benefits you in these pages. As previously mentioned, we should continue to keep in mind that salvation is primarily about coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. He is the Christ, the Son of God, Lord of all. As we consider various areas of possible deception, let's continue to look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, Hebrews 12:2 ESV. Again, he sees all these things clearly, and he is the good shepherd of all us sheep, per John 10.